ABC Radio Australia.
The Fiji and Drua have made history booking themselves a spot in the Super Rugby Pacific playoffs after thrashing the Queensland Reds in Suva. The home ground definitely proving to be an advantage once again for the Drua, running away with 6 tries to claim the match 41-17. The win has elevated them to the playoffs for the first time, where they'll play the Crusaders in Christchurch this weekend. Head of News and Sport Indra Singh at the Fiji Broadcasting Corporation was at the match, and he joins us now on the line from Suva. Indra, Bula, and welcome to Pacific Beat.
Bula Talia, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. I'm actually surprised you still have a voice. I would have expected some loud yelling over the weekend.
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of people are still reminiscing that historic, famous, absolutely brilliant victory on Saturday that has escalated us into the playoffs for the very first time and only in the second year of comp.
I imagine Fiji would have been going off during the game and are still going off knowing that they have made the playoffs.
Yeah, most definitely. It's been one of the most, I would say, bizarre years in terms of the Super Comp, because as you know, they headed into the last round needing a win. The Highlanders lost on Friday night. So did the Highlanders lost, and then that gave them a sniff. They needed a bonus point win, but in the end, they just needed a win, etc. So it was all these calculations at play up until 4:35 local time when the match kicked off. They just needed a win, and at halftime, they're both tied at 17 apiece, and you know it looked like Fiji and Drua would have to dig deeper, but lo and behold, second spell, they just ran right over the Reds, who were basically shell-shocked, not knowing what actually hit them in that second spell.
Yeah, Fiji definitely put the foot on the accelerator, that's for sure. You were talking there about the rugby maths because, you know, when it comes to the playoffs, it's the top 8 teams, and obviously Fiji has now booked their spot. They actually jumped up into spot 7, so it seems like they're definitely secured. Tell me about the crowds that were there. Were there any attendance records broken? Because I think this is what now Fiji's 5th home win out of 6. Obviously, the crowd does something for this team when it comes to winning.
Well, there's a slogan going around, the best crowd around. So, you know, they have raked in the best crowd seen this year in Super Rugby competitions in the home games that they've played in Lotuka and in Suva. And the boys and the team and the coaching staff continue to say, as long as they have that sort of a support in the stands, in the terraces, every time they play at home, they will be unbeatable. I mean, they've taken some big scalps this year. They've beaten the Crusaders, they've taken down the Hurricanes, and now they've taken down the Reds. They only lost one game, that was to the Blues, a narrow loss. But overall, the crowd has been fantastic. There's already talks about giving Fiji the bull around, which would involve all the teams here, but there's talks at the moment. It would be fantastic to have that round here in Fiji, but, you know, it depends on the powers that will decide on that. But I think Super Rugby overall has got a massive boost in terms of the crowd turnout and the way the Drua have raked in the numbers, not only locally, but even every time they've played abroad.
Indeed. Now, of course, the Fiji and Drua will face the Crusaders in Christchurch because the Crusaders finished at top 2. They get the home ground advantage in the playoffs. One, we know that the Crusaders are the reigning champs, but we also know that the Drua have beat them before in that nail biter back in March. So how do you rate the Drua's chances? And will Fijians be turning up to Christchurch to support them this weekend?
And look, realistically, the Crusaders are a champion outfit. They know what finals footy is all about. I reckon they will come out with all guns blazing. But hey, it's rugby. Anything can happen on the day. And I think the Drua, the belief will be that they have beaten the Crusaders once. They can do it again. If they can play and put together a polished 80-minute performance, they should be able to push the Crusaders. And it is sudden-death rugby. It could be a decider right at the end with the final kick of the game, or it could blow out, etc. But at the end of the day, I think the satisfactory result that's been achieved and goal number one that's been achieved by the Drua already is making the playoffs in the second year of the competition, which is historic, not only for Fijian rugby, but for Pacific rugby itself, with the Pacific rugby itself, with the way they have done stuff and put and put the Pacific Islanders, you know, Moana Pacifica also, I mean, we cannot forget them, Natalia. They won their first game, and it had to be against the Waratahs, where they took down the Waratahs, and great on them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You are right. You know, a historic win for Moana Pacifica with that 33-24 upset against the Waratahs at the Sydney Football Stadium, giving them their first win in 14 matches this season. So while they didn't make the playoffs, definitely hopeful for more Pacific rugby ahead. Indra, I want you right now to just believe, and believe it will happen, because we know that the Fijiana have won the Super W title. What would it mean for the men's outfit to also win, you know, the Super Rugby Pacific and have two Fiji teams at the top of Super Rugby? What would that mean for, you know, Fiji and for rugby in Fiji?
First of all, everyone will tell you they'll need a public holiday. I mean, that's what they always talk about. But more on a serious note, I think, Talia, I think it is just the something that was always there. You know, Fijian teams, the Pacific Island teams have been knocking on the door for big comps like Super Rugby for years that we've known. And I know from my days of covering it that we've always, you know, the plea had gone out years ago to allow the Pacific teams, allow the Fijian teams, the Samoans, the Tongans to play in Super Rugby. And that dream has, you know, it's finally come true last year with the Super Rugby Pacific. And now the Drua are showing, you know, that they're not a pushover. They're not a second-tier cousin that everyone talks about in the rugby world. They can put together a perfect team that can, you know, beat the big boys. When the Drua beat the Crusaders this year, a lot of people were shocked. But for those who have followed Fijian rugby, Fiji rugby and Pacific Islands rugby can do that on any day. And this is going to set, should that happen, and Talia, you know, you will be welcomed with open arms in Fiji, perhaps something like Ben Ryan got given a piece of land for leading Fiji into victory at the Olympics. But, you know, that should set the perfect platform for the Rugby World Cup later this year. Mind you, we can do it at club level. You got to replicate that at the international level as well.
Indeed. And we know, of course, Ben Ryan not only got that land, but his face appears on Fiji money. So you can just imagine what would happen. Some more currency, some more notes might be in order. Interesting. Always a joy to have a chat to you. Here's hoping that, you know, the Indrua do what we are hoping to do. They pull off another win against the Crusaders and book themselves a spot in the semi-finals. I know we've all got our fingers crossed for that, for sure.
No, most definitely. And, you know, thank you to everyone. I reckon everyone, it's not only the Fijians, you know, the Australians have played a major part, the other Pacific Islanders, the New Zealanders who supported Pacific Islands rugby. I think this is a start of something great for Pacific Islands in general. And I'm just so proud. I'm so proud to see that our Fijian, Samoan, Tongan and Cook Islanders and other boys who were featured in Super Rugby this year for the Moana Pacifica and the Drua are now finally been given a chance to prove their worth.